Training the communicators and storytellers of tomorrow, today on UK Perspectives. I'm Alan Lytle, sitting in for Tom Goodell. UK's College of Communication and Information is under new leadership. Jennifer D. Greer took over in August. She holds a doctorate from the University of Florida, a master's from the University of Kansas, two bachelor's degrees from the University of Missouri, and most recently held the position of associate provost at the University of Alabama. Now, she's a wildcat. Jennifer, welcome to UK Perspectives.
Well, thanks for having me. I'm so happy to be a wildcat.
First, tell us a bit about UK's College of Communication and Information and your vision for it going forward.
Okay, so I'll start telling you a little bit about the structure. A lot of people don't understand all the units that are in our college. We're really multifaceted, multidisciplinary. So we've got two schools and two departments for our academic units. The schools are the School of Information Science, the School of Journalism and Media, and then we have two departments, the Department of Integrated Strategic Communication and the Department of Communication. We also have an interdisciplinary graduate program that's all of those units working together for master's and doctoral education, as well as some professional masters in our School of Information Science. So we have a whole lot of different aspects to the college. We also have the Kentucky Colonel newspaper, and we have the Intercollegiate Debate Team as house in our college. So many of the key functions that you will find in any university are all brought under one roof for our college. And that was one of the reasons I was attracted to the job, is just there's so much good there and so many good people. So then I'll go ask about my vision, or talk about my vision. So one of the things that I talked about even from my job interview is because we have so many different disciplines and approaches. So we've got everything from people who are teaching very hands-on technical professional schools to people who are doing high-level social science research, answering deep questions about the way the world works and the way that people interact with the information that they receive, that we've got all of these different pieces. And one of the things that I really want to do is capitalize on working together across the college to make those different strengths come together in pushing the envelope and asking questions in different ways and training people in different ways for the profession. So really taking a multidisciplinary approach to working together as a college.
Now, when you were appointed dean, you called it a critical time in the college's history. Could you elaborate on that?
Well, I think the key parts there's a couple of different things going on. Number one is the professions that we work with and the world around us is changing so rapidly in regard to communication and information. And so the professions, and let's start with the professional training, the jobs that our graduates, freshmen who came in this fall, the jobs that they're going to take in 4 years may not even exist right now. The outlets they're going to work for are maybe different, very different, even 4 years from now than they are today. So it's just a very rapidly evolving industry. And so we have to rise to the occasion to say, how are we going to make sure we're training folks who are working in, you know, journalism and in broadcast and in production and advertising, public relations, and libraries, information provision? How are we training them for the future? The other part is the research, that the way that we interact with the world, and the role of good, solid information in allowing us to make decisions about what we do as a society and what we value as a society, that's changing rapidly. And so from the research end of it, we also have to be very adaptive to say, you know, we've got to answer the questions about what is the impact of everything that's going on. So look at the explosion of social media, rise of outrage in our political discourse, those sorts of things. Health communication is a huge changing area. So there's a lot of things that are we're at the critical junction of complete change in the way the society communicates and the way we seek information.
Tell us about some of the graduate programs that are currently on offer.
So we've got, I mentioned earlier, we have two programs that are held in the School of Information Science, and that's our library science degree that's a traditional library science degree, although they're not teaching it traditionally, I will tell you. They're very forward-looking in the way that they're training people to to serve the library functions. We also have information communication technology master's that's held in that School of Information Science. And then we have the interdisciplinary program. So the MSLS, the library science degree, is actually one of the top ranked in the nation. And the information communication technology is one of these ones that's really looking at the way that we retrieve information, how we organize information in new and different ways. And so I think and that kind of the interface of the human with the technology is vitally important. So those are top-ranked programs. And then our interdisciplinary program, I think, is for the master's and the doctorate, is one, again, that's pulling on the strengths of all of these different approaches and the disciplines we have in the college.
On a personal level, what brought you into this field and how does that impact your research?
So I got into this field actually, there was a fifth grade essay I remember writing about what you want to be when you grow up. And so at that time, it was in the 70s and post-Watergate. And so it was a very kind of a romantic notion of the impact that journalism could have on the world. So I said, you know, I wrote my essay that I wanted to be a journalist. And I got into it because journalism can change the world around us. It can, when it's done right, and it's done thoughtfully, and it's done with context and care, we can have a mass impact on the way that the world functions. And I think, you know, most people who get into journalism get into it not because they want to be a star or, you know, that they think it's a glamorous career. It's more they want things to be better and you want to make a difference in the world. And so even though you're going to be objective in approaching that, you know, that you want to fight for what's right and you want to make sure that people know, you know, here's what you need to know so that you can make decisions. And so I think that calling kind of impacts what I do today, that I came to be the dean of this college, not because, you know, that I wanted a dean title. It was that, could I make a difference? Could we do something? Could we approach things in different ways in the college than we have in the past? And it's a wonderful college. It's got a great reputation. But again, as I said, it's a crucial time. We really need to think of the way that we're doing things from our curriculum standpoint, but also from our structural standpoint as a college differently so that we can be adaptive.
Final question, and this has to do more of a macro rather than micro. What would you consider the chief challenge and or threat facing journalism and communications, and how does UK play into that?
Yeah, that's a really good question. That I think one of the challenges that we have stems from the fact that there are more providers of information than ever before, and that's a good thing, but also, you know, it's a challenging thing. So basically anybody with any sort of phone is a journalist, right? That you can tell a story, you can immediately publish to the world with a simple iPhone technology, that you can upload videos, you can create your own brand. And so that's a great thing, that everybody, that we've got so much information to share. One of the challenges that we have as a profession, especially speaking from the journalism side to your question, is that how do we make the voices heard through the chatter, and how do we make sure that we are providing good information that is clear and understandable and credible. And I think going to this, you know, the credibility part of it is key. That for journalists to survive in an era where everybody is a journalist, you have to establish yourself based on the core principles of what journalism is, which is being accurate and fair and accurate. So that we've just got to be correct in what we do. So it's making ourselves heard through the chatter and really going back to those core principles. So yes, we need to do things new ways, but the core principles that we all were taught in journalism school of accuracy, 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 are really important.
Well, we thank you very much for your time today.
Well, thanks for having me.
Our guest today on UK Perspectives has been Jennifer Greer, the new dean of UK's College of Communication and Information. And you can hear our entire conversation at wuky.org. For 91.3 WUKY, I'm Alan Lytle.